Modern-day cities are formed when millions of people come together. People have always felt the need for rules and regulations in order to guarantee their peace and security. It would be impossible to do that without them. Another fact about the modern life of society is individualism. Each individual in a society has his own aims and plans. Most individuals put their interests before anything else. The interests of society and other people come after those. That selfish morality means there are poor, hungry, and homeless people all over the world. Let us now imagine an enormous city. Imagine hundreds of thousands of individuals living in it, yet no one considers his own interests. On the contrary, they put the interests of society and others first. Imagine everyone working with great self-sacrifice, with no terrible urge to be first. Imagine there is no conflict there. Such a society probably goes beyond the bounds of human imagining. Yet such a society does really exist on the earth. And what is more, just about everywhere on it. The living things that constitute that miraculous society are ants. Ants live in colonies of hundreds of thousands and even millions of individuals. Everyone in the colony carries out its responsibilities to the full. No one creates any problems over its position or job. The important thing is the survival of the colony of which it is a part. To that end, each one will give up its life if necessary. It is impossible to find one hungry or homeless individual. That is because there is an enormous cooperation, harmony, and sharing between them. As you can see, even a single drop of water is shared. Foodstuffs are collected and stored in the nest to be shared out again. There is absolutely no selfishness among ants. Not one is at a loose end. Each one is part of a giant organization. Each one is devoted to the part of the organization outside itself. With their social life and social organization so superior to that of man, ants are all proof of God's art of creation. Let us now consider a few species of ant, and together see the miracles of creation manifested in these tiny creatures. We are in the rainforests of Australia. These trees host one of the best organized colonies in the world, weaver ants. Just 6 millimeters long, weaver ants build their own nests. Nest construction takes place thanks to miraculous cooperation. The principal materials used are leaves. The first stage is to bring all leaves together so that they can be joined. Weaver ants cling to each other and form a living chain to do this. Then they pull the other end of the leaf towards them. Here is where the most surprising technique is employed. The worker ant you are watching is carrying a larva, its as yet unborn sister. It takes it to the exact spot where the leaves will be stuck together. The larva immediately starts to produce a sticky thread. As we can see, the worker ant weaves this tiny glue gun between the leaves and stitches them together. Adult ants are unable to produce the thread used as glue. The tiny larva gives up all the thread it needs for itself for the good of the colony. It is thus unable to complete its development and become a normal adult. Yet that sacrifice does not go unrewarded. The worker ants will care for it in the nest until the end of its life. Stitching the leaves calls for enormous cooperation. That is why some workers operate on the inside and others on the outside. That allows the leaves to be joined together in the strongest possible way. The structures that then emerge are miracles of engineering from the point of view of building technology, strength, and ease of use. Ants feel no need for any supervision or management, but miraculously know at what spot the leaves are to be clamped together and what places they must pass the thread through. That is why scientists describe the way these tiny creatures act like a single brain as a miracle. These small creatures have no powers of reason and no leader telling them what to do. Yet they act together in one single purpose, with the most intelligent plan, which shows there is a will that guides and rules them. That is God's domination over living things. In the Quran, God says, "It is God who created the seven heavens, and of the earth the same number. The command descending down through all of them so that you might know that God has power over all things and that God encompasses all things in His knowledge." Research into the organization of ants has shown scientists a number of remarkable facts. They have seen astounding behavior displayed by ants studied in laboratories. For example, when their nests need to be strengthened, ants have started to construct a wall, known as a retaining wall in construction technology, at the entrance to the nest. This serves to increase the resistance of the structures. Each ant has carried grains of sand, the equivalent of huge rocks when one considers their own size, to where the wall is to be set up. Miraculously, each one has acted both like a construction worker and an engineer who knows the blueprint for the wall, has put the stones in exactly the right place, and thus erected the wall. Human beings have engaged in agriculture for thousands of years, and that is how much of the world's food needs are met. People use different techniques to make their agriculture productive. Scientists have developed techniques such as crop spraying and chemical fertilizers to increase production. They have also managed to raise crops all year round by means of greenhouses. Yet, there is another creature which has been engaging in agriculture and employing these techniques for even longer. In order to get to know it close up, let us travel to the depths of the Amazonian rainforest. These are leafcutter ants. They have been agriculturalists for millions of years. They perform this difficult job by stages, thanks to an incomparable division of labor and planning. The first link in the production chain are the worker ants that serve outside the nest. These ants work non-stop day and night, cutting leaves from trees and wild plants growing in the forest. The second job is carrying the leaves they have cut back to the nest. These tiny workers are stronger than one can possibly imagine. To make a comparison, what these ants do is the equivalent of a man running 1 kilometer in 2.5 minutes with a 250 kilogram load on his back. No human being could ever do that. Ants work in an astoundingly planned and organized manner. They have to carry leaves to their nest to carry out agriculture. That is why that job has to be done with no interruptions. Ants build multi-track highways to make transportation easier. Even more interesting, there is an organization responsible for the maintenance and repair of that road system, just like we have. This ant is clearing obstacles from the line. This is another road maintenance worker. The organization exhibited by ants contains features that go far beyond any human imagining. You are now watching ants which have made a bridge by holding on to one another. The other ants walk over them and carry on their way. There is no doubt that this is a sign of great sacrifice and cooperation. Some 500,000 ants act like a single brain while all this is going on. This giant organization is capable of stripping all the leaves from a large tree in a single day. Ants tirelessly cut all kinds of plants, even flowers. When one compares the size of ants to that of human beings, the thickness and length of the leaves they cut down are the equivalent of heavy planks or even a tree trunk. We use special equipment to cut down trees. So how do the ants manage this? The answer to that again reveals a miracle of creation. God has endowed the ant with a cutting mechanism that is a true miracle of design. The cutting mechanism consists of two separate blades. The blades are coated with zinc to make them extra sharp. The cutting mechanism possesses an astounding system. A special organ under the ant's head gives off high-frequency sound waves. These are forwarded by the blades to the leaf and make it more brittle and easily cut. The design in that system is quite ingenious. Let us now consider the structure of that system. Covering metal blades with alloys to make them sharper is a method used by human beings. But the people who do that possess intelligence and reason, and the system was developed as a result of special research and laboratories. Yet ants have no idea that a material known as zinc even exists. Neither do they know their blades are coated with it. Cells in the ant's cutting mechanism miraculously coat the blades with zinc. There is a highly intelligent design in these little creatures' bodies. The same thing applies to the system that makes the leaves easily cut by means of sound waves. The ant can have absolutely no idea that high frequencies make things more brittle. Neither is there any doubt that such a complex system cannot have come about by chance. There is only one explanation for the existence.